People can't always be who we want them to be. We all want someone in our lives to just understand us, to show up when we need them, to read our silent pleas, to fill the gaps we feel inside. But here's a hard truth. Nobody is designed to be your everything. When we expect someone to always be there, always know, always respond, without communication, without boundaries, we set both them and ourselves up for heartbreak. We must learn the beauty and the burden of loving with grace and owning our own needs. Expectations versus reality. It's natural to hope others will meet us where we are. We desire connection, validation, support. But expectations, especially unspoken ones, are traps. When we expect another to always stay ready, even when they're fighting their own war, we feel let down. When we expect consistent availability, we forget that everyone has their own life, struggles, and limitations. And when reality falls short of those silent demands, we start to believe they don't love us enough. When in truth, they might just be human like us. Learning to right-size our expectations. The seeds of resentment often come from expecting others to be what we need without telling them. We assume they know. We assume they'll show up. But healthy relationships ask for clarity, not mind reading. Let them know how you feel. Ask for what you need. Accept the answer, even if it doesn't match what you hoped for. This is how we protect ourselves from disappointment, not by becoming colder, but by learning truth, honest communication, and respect for boundaries. When they can't be who you want. Here's what I discovered over time. Can't isn't always about unwillingness. Sometimes it's about capacity. Being unavailable doesn't always mean they don't care. When someone can't be who you want, sometimes they are doing the best they can within their limits. I used to take it personally when people couldn't show up as I needed them to. I thought it meant something was wrong with me, or wrong with them. But I learned to see it differently. I learned to love them where they are, to protect my peace, and to find others with compatible strengths. You, not others, are responsible for you. Expecting someone else to complete your emotional puzzle is heavy for both parties. Your emotional survival is your job. You cannot force someone to be who they're not. And when you try, you weaken your own foundation. You deserve people who can be consistent. But until then, you can be your own constant. You can love others without relying on them. You can communicate your needs, accept imperfect love, and continue building your own inner strength. Staying open while protecting your peace. How do you navigate this balance without becoming closed off or bitter? 1. Stay open to love, even when disappointed. 2. Keep your standards, but don't demand perfection. 3. Allow yourself to walk away when love becomes harmful. 4. Find multiple sources of support, not just one person. 5. Own your emotional state. Don't outsource it to others. People can't always be who you want, but you can still love well. You don't have to settle for being used, ignored, or repeatedly disappointed. You can adjust your expectations without shutting down your heart. You can ask for what you need and learn to accept what people can give. You don't have to stop loving. You just have to love smarter. Slay Reflection 1. What silent expectations are you placing on someone in your life? 2. How often do you feel disappointed because someone couldn't read your mind? 3. What is a healthy boundary you can express to protect yourself and the relationship? 4. Who in your life can you rely on without needing them to be everything to you? 5. How can you practice self-reliance emotionally while still staying open? S. Stop expecting people to read your heart. L. Let them care within their capacity. A. Ask for what you need. Don't demand it. Y. Yield your peace first before expecting someone else to. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever been hurt by expecting too much from someone? And what did that teach you? Share your story in the comments. Let's value honesty over perfection. And if you know someone who struggles with unmet expectations or carrying disappointment, send this to them. Sometimes love begins with understanding limitation. I'm Carrie Ginzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.